doesn't stop just at the 100, 200 and 400. We have amazing girls in the 800 metres. It's carrying the whole way through, and I think that's something that's really important to note.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
The News Round on Off The Ball
with Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
This is News Talk.
And you are very welcome along to Wednesday night's Off The Ball. It's Richie McCormack here with you live right through until 10 p.m. and a packed show on the way for you between now and then. We got the leaked Lions team 24 hours ago. The real thing came out a little bit earlier on today, and it's pretty much as expected from yesterday, but a couple of changes on the bench, and we will have the expert eye of Ronan O'Gara to go through that Lions starting 15 and indeed match day 23 with a fine-tooth comb. That's coming up after 8 p.m. tonight. Also, it is T-minus 2 days to Tokyo 2020, although action did get underway in the Japanese capital today with two groups in the women's football and a 43-year-old in action for the Brazilian side today as well. So there's hope for the lot of us that we could well be, even though we're not anywhere near good footballers in this office, we could well be in Olympic Games on Sunday or another. Tim Vickery is going to look ahead to the football part of the Olympics, and also in our Olympic show today, which gets underway on tonight's show, we'll talk to Cathal Dennehy, who is in Tokyo itself, and we'll get his opinion on what may await Team Ireland over the course of the next two and a bit weeks. He's fancying some medals. Also on tonight's show, Johnny Ward will help us look forward to what is going to be a bumper week of action on the domestic football front, with both Bohemians and Dundalk in European action tomorrow night. And allied to that, the first round of FAI Cup action begins this weekend, with teams across the board dreaming of that November date in the Aviva Stadium. Johnny Ward joins us in studio for the News Round as well. Johnny, good evening to you.
What's going on?
Divil a bit, Johnny. I'm just delighted to be in an air-conditioned room, if I'm being honest. And Anne-Marie Donnellan as well is in OTB Terrace to bring us the News Round as well. Good evening, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
I'll be honest with you. This is my first day in the office of the week because I've been, as regular OTB viewers and listeners might be aware, working from home. I'm just delighted to be in an air-conditioned room, because the last few days I've just been mad. Like, absolutely mad. I'm a shorts wearer, right? I've been developed into a shorts wearer from working from home. That's the kind of uncouth nature I'm in.
Shorts
now.
Or jocks?
Shorts. I'm not sitting around me jocks, Sonny. I have a bit of decorum. But I was going to say, like, surely at this stage with like 26, 28 degree heat, people are into the 30s even, people who are staunch trouser / jeans wearers have to have been won over at this stage to the land of the short. But then I fully remembered 5 years ago, because this is going to be tonight, I'm just dropping, oh, when I was in Rio for the Olympic Games, I did the full Olympics in Rio in black skinny jeans, like the whole thing. I don't think I was in shorts once, which is just, that's kamikaze stuff.
Don't you hate pants?
Don't you? By the end of it, yes, absolutely, I did indeed.
I went out in Seapoint last night, and it was like going to a Connacht final or something. It was impossible to park. It was like absolutely.
Oh, Jesus, Johnny, don't bring up Pier Stadium.
Well, I was just as a kind of a frame of reference, Anne-Marie. It was getting onto Seapoint here. It was absolutely bananas. Like, it was nuts. And so the weather has turned us all into would-be sort of Mediterranean dwellers. The worry, Richie, is, and I don't really want to bring the mood down, but
Johnny, don't.
We are in for an awful time of this going forward globally, I think. But anyway, it's I'm really enjoying the heat, apart from at night when I can't sleep.
Are you out doing anything in it? Like, are you
cycling? Yeah.
Just like, what's it like to cycle?
I like cycling. Now it probably gets to a stage where, if you go really, really hard, it might be problematic, but I love cycling in the heat. I'm surprised, because when I was younger, I used to get headaches if I played in the heat, but there's enough of a breeze that you can kind of get through, and I absolutely love it, although you get through some amount of water. Like, it is like bottle after bottle after bottle. My Astro game has regressed very badly.
Are you playing Astro in this?
Yeah, played last Saturday. It was a cross between how I used to play and the over 75s in Father Taylor. Was that slow. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
Steve Staunton in Miami kind of territory. Mm. Was that what you were like, just dripping sweat, baseball cap on backwards?
Well, that came to mind recently, where I was like, you know, we're such sissies in that we're like, oh, this is awful. Like, it's like, that was about 40 degrees in Orlando that time.
It was, yeah.
And poor old Stan, like, he looked like a beetroot. He was just really, really struggling. I was like, how would you play against Mexico of all teams? You know, like, it was, You know, and we're giving out like about 20. It's 25 degrees, lads. It's not that hot.
I know, but it's no. It's this is the thing. It's no way to be. It's no weather to be adulting in.
No.
Like whatever. Like you'd expect this when you go on holidays and you're just lying out by a pool or you're doing a leisurely. Like I cycled in this heat over in France, doing a leisurely cycle, and it's grand. Like, but you don't want to be like cleaning the house or, you know, mopping the floors or having to put out the clothes and all this kind of nonsense.
Well, it's not. The worst thing is, none of us has air conditioning in this country, like, because it was just, it's not
that's
a thing.
I'm here, Johnny. That's why I'm here.
It's
air
like,
con.
Yeah. So it's like, we, you know, when I was in the States the first time, like, this is amazing. Like, you've all these, like, effectively fridges in every room where it's like, oh my God, you can lower the temperature by 20 degrees. Never an issue in Ireland until now, where it's literally not comfortable to be indoors. So unless you have your 600 quid Dyson yoke that can apparently do amazing things, what are you supposed to do?
Other fans are, of course, available. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Like, how about those wonderfully insulated houses now, Ireland? How are you coping with them now?
Do you remember the royal family where, like, they were, oh, he's got a Dyson, like, it was the best thing ever. The Dyson, when I got a Dyson Hoover for the first time, I was like, this is a game changer, you know, but now it's just...
Dyson, they're paying you too much.
You have one, don't you?
Yeah. Oh. It became, like, the Hoovering became not so much a chore, but something you'd almost look
a
forward
pastime,
to.
Yeah.
But a Hoover's no good to lower the temperature at the moment. It's too hot indoors. It's not nice to be indoors, sweating, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if you were in one of those Dermot Bannon houses that are effectively made of glass.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see a TV show.
What Dermot has done over the last while is constantly introduce wooden slats on the outside of the house to kind of, it's for privacy, but it's also to kind of disseminate the light a little bit. So you've got a sense that it's not necessarily just going to be a greenhouse. I've watched way too much Room to Improve over the. I was a late adopter to Room to Improve. And I've just become the most Room to Improve person in the world.
We are addicted in this country to anything to do with Dermot Bannon. It's unbelievable.
Looking into other people's gaffes. That's all we want to do.
Two things. The Irish Times story on You to the Parish, where somebody comes to Ireland and says, Irish people are great, best people ever, always the top story of the week, more or less, the Irish Times, and Dermot Bannon.
Yeah. A couple of texts in already. 53106, if you want to get in contact with us tonight. Plenty of people just saying move on to sport, please, if you at all can. We will, absolutely. We're Irish. We have to talk about the weather. What are you on about? Those black skinny jeans must have been able to attend press conferences and ask questions themselves after all the DNA you secreted into them, Richie. Tomas, that's a gross text. You have been barred from the show. It's so hot, I don't know if I have COVID or I'm just roasting. That's from Jerry in Carlingford, which is, of course, the stag and hen hotspot of Ireland, isn't it, of course? You've probably been up there in a stag or a hen.
Westport.
No, Carlingford.
Carlingford. Yeah. I was there, actually. Yeah, I was there last year. Lovely spot. Really, really nice, yeah. But it was, like, kind of during relatively quiet time, so I mean, hens and stags can make a good town into a not so good town.
Yeah, pretty unenjoyable. Also, somebody, Phil in Cork, congratulating you, Johnny, on your Simpsons reference. Don't you hate pants? Listen, between everybody who's on this show tonight, there's probably more of those to come.
Here's an Adam and Paul reference, sir, and this is to conclude the discussion. There's been an awful lot of weather lately.
There has been an awful lot. Did you say Cannon and Ball?
Adam and Paul. Yeah.
I would have preferred a Cannonball. But, you know, that's probably showing my age. The news round is brought to you by Gillette. Put your best face forward with their new and improved razors. Anne-Marie, the Lions team, we got us leaked, I guess, to a degree, last night or yesterday evening via the Times. But there has been a little bit of a tweak to the Matchday 23. You've got the actual full official Matchday 23 in front of you.
Yeah, and Jack Conan, Tadhg Furlong and Robbie Henshaw are set to start. That's obviously against South Africa on Saturday, and that's their first test, which is in Cape Town. All of them now in Cape Town. Henshaw has been picked in midfield. That's with his Leinster and Ireland teammates Furlong and Conan in the pack. Furlong is in the front row. That's alongside the fit again, Alan Wynne-Jones and Luke Cowan-Dickie. The back row then is Conan starting at number 8 with Tom Curry and Courtney Laws the flankers. Dan Biggar has gotten the nod to start at out half with Ali Price at scrum half. Henshaw is paired in the centre with Elliot Daly, while the back three is made up of Stuart Hogg, Duane Vandermeer and Anthony Watson. As I said, Ali Price starts at scrum half, so that means Conor Murray is on the bench, and that's alongside Tadhg Byrne. Murray captained the side when Jones was injured, so many are quite surprised and disappointed to see this decision being made. Speaking today, head coach Warren Gatland explained what was behind the call.
We've been really, really, really impressed with him in terms of the way he's been. I thought his running game against the Stormers was good. You know, some nice variation. He was getting the ball away quickly. But in saying that, we also. It's not just about the starting 15 and looking at South Africa and particularly up front in their bench. We wanted to make sure that the balance was right and how important our bench was going to be and the experience of players coming off the bench. And so you've got players like Connor Murray and Liam Williams and Owen Farrell who were disappointed not to be involved, but having that experience, they get a chance to come on and hopefully close the game out for us. So, you know, we're really happy with the depth of our bench and how important they're going to be for us on Saturday.
Yeah, Warren Gatland there. As you mentioned at the top of the show there, Anne-Marie, obviously the side was leaked yesterday evening. Warren Gatland's also had a say on that.
Yeah, the team not a complete shock to anyone after the bones of it was leaked yesterday. Alex Lowe, rugby correspondent for The Times over in the UK, published the team and there was just one difference in the starting 15. Gatland, being asked today, said that he will take steps to prevent this happening again in the future.
I don't know how that happened. So it wasn't 100% right, but obviously someone's leaked that out, whether that's on purpose or accidentally, or someone's betrayed someone's trust, you know, whether that's a player or a staff member. So what I'll do next week is just name the team to the players and then name the team to the press straight away.
Leaking of teams, Johnny, where do you stand on it?
It brought to mind that weren't Ireland playing England before and the entire England team, if not the entire tactical board, was left in a cab or something?
Yeah.
So it was leaked to, obviously, in the old Battle of Ireland versus England. I wouldn't be a fan. Like, why would you leak a team? Like, what's going on there?
Like, there's probably several different reasons for it. Like, there's somebody who is, you could say, delighted to be in it, and through one connection or another, like, they mightn't have necessarily told the journalists in question directly, but it might have gotten back to a connection that they might have in common, or you might have somebody who's really disgruntled at being left on the bench or left out of the match day 23, who's decided to go rogue and say, listen, this is what the team is. You can see Gatland's point of view. Like, you'd definitely be disappointed that somebody within the camp is mousy enough.
Everyone's a suspect now.
That's not exactly an environment you want to have when you're a cross-pollinated team from four different countries when you're going into the biggest match of a four-year term, I guess.
Plenty of pollination in this weather.
There absolutely is. Our own Stephen Kisby-Green is a South African, saying, as someone who's used to over 35 degrees, this conversation is hilarious to me. Kieran has pointed out to him, that's because you're used to being in buildings built for that heat. But he says, without a fan or aircon over the last while, he has been completely uncomfortable.
And that is the weather for tonight.
That is tonight's weather, indeed. Sticking on the rugby theme, Anne-Marie, we're looking ahead to the Heineken Champions Cup already next season. We kind of knew whereby the Irish team stood, but now we know who exactly they're going to face in these slightly altered groups.
Yeah, the draw made today, this afternoon, for the Heineken Champions Cup. And in Pool A, Leinster will play Montpellier and Bath, and then Ulster will face Clermont and Northampton. Pool B then will see Munster take on Cast and Wasps, while Connacht will be up against Leicester Tigers and Stade Francais. Sides play each other twice, that's at home and away. And then the top eight sides from each 12-team pool progresses to the round of 16.
Yeah, of course, we will have every minute of every Lions test live here on OTB Sports and indeed on News Talk across the next 3 weeks with Neil Tracy on CoComs and a cast of stars to join him on CoComs and Judy. And we will have Ron Nogara, who will be providing us analysis of that Lions team, coming up on the show after 8 p.m. As I mentioned, we are T-minus 2 days to the Olympic Games. They are fully getting underway. Johnny, are you on board? Have you got an Olympic buzz going on at the moment?
I couldn't count like my Olympic memories on no hand. I have no interest really in it. Now, as you said, before we came on air, I will probably get some interest as it goes along, and I do like the fact that there are so many young athletes from north and south of the border who are coming together. One of whom would be Reese McLenahan, who I remember like interviewed here completely randomly a while ago, and I was like, you are such a cool, confident dude, and he gives you this impression. And I don't know anything about the pommel horse, about as much as I know about racing, many will say. But anyway, I was just like, you are a confident kid. I think you're going to go far in life. And so the likes of him, we've seemed to have great boxers, some very good athletes.
You'll get sucked in like everyone.
Probably get sucked in to a degree.
Because it's at a time of day on both ends of the clock where you're going to be pretty idle. Like, you're not going to be at 1:30
in this heat anyway.
Exactly, yeah. You're going to be up anyway. Carl Denny, he mentioned, like, the first kind of medal action that we're going to be looking at is going to be like half one of a Thursday or Friday morning. So, like, that's what we're going to be looking at. And then you're going to be on the other end of the clock whereby you're just getting up, you're trying to start your day, you're getting on with things.
I'm getting up like five times a night at the moment.
Just with the heat?
Yeah. I'm waking up outside the covers with a pool of sweat under my back. Like, what can I do? I mean, that guy from South Africa, maybe he's an answer to this, but I don't think the Olympics are going to solve it.
Is that an image you really wanted to give the listeners this hour of the evening?
No, but it's real. I'm getting up a lot. And what are we talking about? The Olympics.
The Olympics, Johnny. Do you remember them?
Gerry Kiernan will be a loss, won't he?
Absolutely. When you think 100%. Of it,
speaking of confident, I met him in the Swan one night completely randomly, and you could take him up the wrong way because he's so abrasive in some respects, or was so abrasive, but he was just, and then when he passed away, I was reading all these like dedications to him, and the work he did for athletics was off the charts. Yeah. And never looked for money and just loved the game, absolutely loved the game. And I did always enjoy watching him on TV.
He was box office.
Yeah.
For want of that old term. He absolutely lived and breathed his sport and channeled that in absolutely the right way. He wasn't just somebody who stood on the sidelines criticising, critiquing everything. Mm. He was involved. Like, he was he was involved in the root and branch of everything. And yeah, definitely his presence will be fit. But you know, 2 weeks of Team GB over on the BBC. So that's looking.
Who's like
to.
Our best Olympic medal hope?
The rowers.
I think, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Carl, we'll talk to him later on, but he hinted that Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan are the ones.
Isn't Paul O'Donovan like one of the best athletes we've ever produced in anything?
Yeah. He would count as that now, yeah, absolutely.
And that is a tough sport.
Oh.
I remember talking about this a lot. When I was at the Olympics 5 years ago, Jay.
Oh, did you go to the Olympics?
Did I mention that?
Nobody
memory? Sorry,
knew
yeah.
that.
No,
don't
but I remember.
Like
tell
pants?
Us all about it.
I remember discussing rowing and Niall O'Toole, who I think is going to be on the show over the course of the next week or so, hopefully, fingers crossed, was mentioning that it's a sport absolutely built for Irish people, because Irish people, through their very DNA, are built for endurance and they're built for sports that bring misery. So you have to. And I don't mean that in
Black 47 stuff.
I don't mean that in an emotional sense, but I mean that you have to go to your absolute darkest points to produce your best. And it is something that is very necessary in rowing because of the endurance that's involved in it, the speed and the strength that's involved in it. It brings out the very essence of what an Irish person or a Celtic person's DNA would be.
When in my ephemeral period in the gym back in the day, I absolutely hated the rowing machine.
Yeah, like, it's horrible.
I hated it. It was torture. Yeah. Maybe I should have persevered, but like, I've so much respect for them guys. It looks like agony. It looks like agony when they're in this endurance, as you say, but very well summed up.
Yeah, the worst one that I've ever been at is the 50k walk. Like, you do not want to see what happens at a 50k walk with some of the athletes. It's not fit for this era of the radio.
Not in this weather,
no, particularly not. But we mentioned that the opening ceremony obviously is on Friday, Emery, but we have this weird anomaly whereby stuff get underway today.
Yeah, officially underway this morning and the opening ceremony on Friday, as you said. And today, four-time champions, the United States, suffered their first defeat in 45 games. A massive shock here. They lost 3-0 to Sweden. That was in the opening Group G game of the women's football tournament. The US hadn't been beaten since January of 2019. They will now face New Zealand and Australia in their next two group games. And elsewhere, then, it was announced today that Brisbane is set to host the games in 2032. The Australian city was the only bid to get through the International Olympic Committee's approval process. It will be the third time that the Games will be in an Australian city. That's after Sydney held them in 2000 and Melbourne did back in 1956. And in 1956, the equestrian events were in Sweden. I was going to ask Johnny why, but he's not really.
Is that Ronnie
Delaney?
Is it
56 in Melbourne, yeah.
Why were they split up?
I've no idea. I mean,
Johnny, come on. You're the equine genius here. Tell us why they were in Sweden.
I'm sorry.
Was it to do with the weather?
Completely
that's all
zoned
I could
out
come up
there.
With?
What was the question?
Why were the equestrian events in Melbourne 56?
Absolutely no idea.
I'd say it was more to do with the majority of the athletes involved were probably from Europe and they didn't want to ship a load of horses
in
56.
In fairness, that would have been, even though Vince or Ryan might well have been doing it around that time, it would have been difficult.
That would have been absolutely mental. A few texts in, 53106 is safe. If you want to get in contact with us, add off the ball. It's 29 degrees now in Ballinasloe. I'm very uncomfortable and I have an old fashioned fan. I have no fans, so thank you for that one, texter. Ask Johnny how his Velo Revolution gear feels. I hear he is dressed like a pro on the bike. Is that true?
Yeah, but like that's clearly a text from the actual Velo Revolution dude. So he's just gotten a free plug for himself there.
Is that all right?
Like that's almost—it's almost certain that's who it is.
But do you go full kit?
Does it make you cycle faster, Johnny?
Dress like a pro, as they say, even though you don't cycle like one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cycle home from Ballinasloe recently, and it's actually a deceptively tough cycle on a very, very lonely road to East Galway.
Any other cycling recommendations you want to bring the public this
Went
hour?
Up to Crua. As anyone who cycles, Crua Hill up to the viewing point there in Glencullen yesterday. Off the charts, beautiful. Thanks to the lad who dragged me up because I was absolutely goosed. And today I went up Seskin, which is near Talla. Very tough climb. Beautiful climb, though, once you get to the top.
We should, do you know what? Once the Olympics is over, we're going to have a couple of weeks where things get a little bit thin. Definitely should have a depth chart of your favourite cycles.
Cycling is the best thing ever, basically. I could not recommend it more.
Derek is texting, Cannonball, Little and Large, Hail and Pace. Give me a quick ranking or rating in order, asks Derek. I'm going to go Hail and Pace 3. Cannonball 2, Little and Large 1, simply because Eddie Large used to be a big football head. They invited him onto the bench at Manchester City on several occasions.
That's class.
He was just such a big fan. You don't get that these days. Don't get me.
We've 24 minutes in and we've discussed hardly any sport here.
Keep going, Emery. What have you got for us next?
Norwich boss Daniel Farke has signed a new 4-year contract, and that's ahead of their return to the Premier League, just announced this evening. The German has obviously guided the club to the top flight of English football on two occasions, and they secured the second tier title last season. Elsewhere in football news, approximately 18,500 Celtic fans will attend their friendly against West Ham at Parkhead on Saturday. A statement from the club this evening said the announcement came after a meeting with the local safety advisory group. As we know, stadiums in England are now free to operate at full capacity. That's with the Premier League less than a month away.
All right, thanks a million, Anne-Marie, and indeed to Johnny. You're going to join us a little bit later on, Johnny, to
talk
about... You're sticking around in this wonderfully air-conditioned environment to talk about Dundalk and Bohemians, both in Europe and indeed the first round of the FAI Cup, which gets underway this coming weekend. A packed show on the way, but first, how would you like some cash?
It's the competition giving you life-changing cash. The 30k giveaway on News Talk.
That's right, I'm sure you've all heard the 20,000 prize on offer across News Talk last week, but this time, oh yes, we're upping the stakes. 30 grand. Yes, 30,000 Euro could be yours this Friday, and all you have to do to be in with a chance to win is answer this very simple question. Where is the All-Ireland final usually held? Is it A, Croke Park, or B, Semple Stadium? If you think you know the answer to that very difficult question, text the word play followed by A or B to 57599. That's 57599. Entries cost €2.50 and you must be 18 or over to enter. You're playing across the Go Loud network, and you'll find full terms and conditions on newstalk.com. Get your entry into that number, 57599, by 3 p.m. this Friday, and we could be calling you to give you all of 30,000 euro this Friday. Johnny, you cannot enter. We will have a packed show for you on the way, probably less weather chat though if you're tuning in for that. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Ronan O'Gara is going to join us a little bit later on from 8 o'clock to talk about that Lions match day 23, which will take on the Springboks on Saturday in Cape Town. The game will be live and exclusive, of course, here on OTV Sports. And we will have Johnny back a little bit later on, Tim Vickery on our Olympic show to talk about the Olympic football. Carl Dennehy too, live from Tokyo next.
The News Round on Off The Ball
with Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.